On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Particle. 5 stars.
I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and I'll be your host. Today, we're going to be reviewing the film Alita: Battle Angel. The release date for Alita was February 14th, 2019, Valentine's Day. The genre is action, romance, sci-fi, and the rating is PG-13. The runtime for the film is 2 hours and 2 minutes, and the film is directed by Robert Rodriguez. The film stars Rosa Salazar, who plays Alita, who played in such films as The Maze Runner, Death Cure, where she played Brenda, as well as Bird Box from Netflix, where she played Lucy. We also have Christoph Waltz, who plays Dr. Dyson Ido. Christoph played in such things as Django Unchained, where he played Dr. King Schultz, as well as Inglourious Basterds, where he plays Colonel Hans Landa. I would actually say, and you'll notice both of those films are Tarantino films. I think a lot of Christoph's fame comes from Tarantino, but was lucky enough to get into, well, I shouldn't say lucky enough, he's a talented guy, but was able to make it into this film. We also have Jennifer Connelly, who plays Chiron. She's played in such films as Hulk, the one that came out in 2003 where she played Betty Ross. Not the best Hulk, but she did play in it. She also played in The Day the Earth Stood Still, where she played Helen Benson. We also have Mahershala Ali, who plays Vector. You'd recognize Mahershala from Green Book, where he played Dr. Don Shirley, and the film Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where he voiced Uncle Aaron. We also have Jackie Earle Haley, who played Grisha. You'd recognize Jackie from such films as Watchmen, where he played Rorschach, and also the new reboot of A Nightmare on Elm Street, where he played Freddy Krueger. The plot of the film is, honestly, the film takes place after a great war that is often referred to as The Fall. There are two... I don't know if I should say two societies. We'll say that there are two societies in the world now. Those that live on the floating city and those that live on the ground. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, well, isn't that a Matt Damon movie? And yes, kind of. The movie that you're thinking of is called Elysium. But in that one, the floating city is actually in space, and they could just see it while they were on the ground. But this is literally just like in the sky hovering above them. But that's not really the main portion of the story. What we know is that during the big war, there were several cyborgs that were used in battle. Now, post this happening, we find that many of these cyborgs have... we'll say fallen or have been defeated. Now, Dr. Ido, played by Christoph Waltz, is going through a scrapyard looking for parts that have fallen from the floating city when he comes across a core that is intact. Now, a core is what would be considered kind of the part of the cyborg that has generally the head and the torso. Now, because this is where the brain and the heart are stored, those both combined become like what they would call the core unit. Anyway, upon finding it, he takes it home, adds some legs and arms, we'll call it a body, and reactivates it, only to find out that it becomes what we call Alita. She's a Borg that wakes up, but doesn't remember who she is. Now, the film is mainly about Alita discovering who she is, as well as how the societies, in essence, kind of coexist. Now, one of the main portions of this coexistence is a sport called motorball, which looks to be kind of a futuristic version of lacrosse. That's the best way I could describe it. If you have ever seen the film Solar Babies, that's what I think of when I saw this. So if you're as old as I am, then that probably makes sense. We also know that Dr. Ido used to live... maybe I should leave that out. We'll leave that alone. We will say that Dr. Ido is essentially a doctor during the day that fixes people that have robotic limbs, right? But is what's considered a hunter warrior, aka a bounty hunter, at night. And that's, for now, that's all I'm going to give about the film. The trailer doesn't really give a lot of information or a lot of this away. From the trailer, what we know is that there's a girl with big eyes that kicks a lot of ass. So, as a reminder, we'll play that trailer now.
You told me the story of the war, when the ground shook and the sky burned. Of the ones that survived, who awoke to a different world, where the powerful prey on the weak. But that's not the way it has to be.
When I found you, your very human brain was miraculously intact.
It's the loneliest feeling not to know who you are.
In time, you'll remember.
I remember black skies, the lightning all around me.
Alita is new here.
It's a harsh world down here.
You gotta be willing to do what it takes.
Alita, run!
She's the last of her kind. She contains technology that have been lost for 300 years.
Let me show you something.
This body, I feel a connection to it. I can't explain. You know more about me than you're saying.
Alita, some things have been left forgotten.
And I'll find out for myself.
She's threatening the natural order of things. I need you to destroy her.
Alita, they will come for you.
I'll have to face them head on. I'm gonna need you to stand way back.
Tonight is not a game. It is a hunt.
So there you go. That's the trailer. I'm sure many of you have seen that. One thing that I found very interesting is when the first trailer ever came out for the film, a lot of people were kind of led to believe one concept of the story. And then, I don't know if you knew this, but the movie was held back for quite a while. This should have probably come out almost a year ago, I believe. But like many James Cameron projects, they get held back for one reason or another. He probably wanted to go back and redo some of the CGI, make it a little bit better. And that's fine. We appreciate him for that. You know, as it is, it took Avatar forever to come out, and we've still been waiting forever for the sequels to come out, which we thought were going to come out like 4 or 5 years ago. So it's kind of his forte, whatever. That, you know, that's James Cameron. But again, this was directed by Robert Rodriguez. So James Cameron did the screenplay and he produced it. So, but let's talk about my review of the film. So the CGI in the film is, quite honestly, it's off the charts, right? I can only imagine that since James Cameron had his hand in this film, again, like I said, screenplay and producer, he also helped Robert Rodriguez out with this, which is amazing. To points where you can't even tell the difference really between what's going on in CGI and what's really just the actors playing their part. The acting is superbly done. Alita doesn't come off as strange or weirdly unique. She actually flows very comfortably into the story. And what I mean by this is that when she wakes up and you find out she doesn't remember anything, you tend to wonder how much of this is going to dwell on the fact that, she's forgotten, or how she's going to react from this. And instead, the story just moves forward fluidly and you kind of find out that she just takes everything all in stride. Now, the story behind Kristoff and Jennifer Connelly's character is very glossed over. I don't know if I wanted to know more about their story than what the movie covered, or if it was enough to allow the viewer to make their own inference, but
it's... I kind of feel like that there's more there, and I wish we kind of did, in my opinion. But this movie is it's a long movie, and so to try to add that in, you know, 2 hours and 2 minutes, maybe it would have made it too long. So I'm not gonna hold that against them. There are parts of the story that I felt were a bit of a stretch, kind of such as like the whole motorball thing. I know the film is based off of a comic book series and that the fans would have hated had it not been part of a mainstay of that story. But I personally thought it was a little awkward that the importance of this sport in society was so relevant, right? I mean, this is 300 years past a war or past the fall, and society's like solely like really involved so much in this sport that if they become the champion of it, they get a special opportunity. I won't say what that is, but I just found it weird. Now, that being said, the scenes where they are playing motorball, especially in the arena, are amazing. The things that are done and the way that they're done are wow, that they're great, right? The characters Gruishka and Zapan are done very well and truly add a lot of action to the film as what I would say are the two main bad guys, but each in their own way, and they're not as a team. They each have their own agenda, if you will. So I'll leave it at that. We also find that the main villain is a man named Nova, who does live in the floating city, and he is known as kind of the man who sees behind the eyes. And there's a better verbiage that comes from the movie, but that's kind of, there's like this saying where like you don't know who's watching behind everybody's eyes or something like that. And this is a nod to this scientist named Nova, who lives, you know, in that city. And it would seem to be that he's mainly a man with a lot of power. And really, honestly, to say he's a man with a lot of power, but I also find that a lot of people in the mainland, or the you know, not in the city, fear him because of the Borgs that he has created. Now, there is a past between him and Alita, but I don't want to give too much away. But I did want to mention that, in essence, he is the main antagonist, but we don't see a lot of him, but rather the people that he has working for him. And I will just say, we do get to see him, though, through that, and there's a surprise. So, there we go. So, that's my review. My rating, 4 out of 5. Now, I gotta tell you, I was 3.5 out of 5, but I have seen it more than once. I've enjoyed it more than once, so I did put it up there. I wouldn't give it higher than that, just because I do feel like the motorball thing is silly. There's also a few other things about the way that she has memory lapses, like one thing she doesn't remember, but other things she does, and you're kind of like, well, that's awkward, that's weird. I don't think that was well thought out, but we're going to leave it at that. So 4 out of 5. Are there stingers during or after the credits? Nah, go ahead and pack up your popcorn and drink and go home, because you won't see anything after that final scene. So this concludes my review of Alita: Battle Angel. As always, guys, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. No dashes, hyphens, or underscores there. That's all run together. We're also available through Anchor. The URL for that is anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. Again, all run together. But you don't have to worry there, because if you do a search for Thought on the Spot through Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, you name it, you're going to find us, and we're there. And we thank Anchor for being there, because they're the ones that were able to put us on that platform. Well, guys, this is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink. Go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe you just want to spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.